My problem.
Radio.
The best, the worst. Okay.
It's like a heart beating prism. Like your heart beating a prism. Do you know what is it in German? Prism? It's like a shard of glass that you can reflect in the sun. It shows all these colors and these... You can't describe the colors. There's some colors that people will never know about. It's like your heart is beating a prism.
Cat Power in 2005. Totally drunk, sitting backstage of Gebäude 9, Cologne, Germany. A time when she was not sober, not drinking tea, not singing Bob Dylan songs with a big band. I remember her naked legs and worn-out cowboy boots on the table, a pimple hidden under massive makeup. I remember devastation and a lack of order. Hello and welcome to Neue Probleme Radio. The failed Cat Power interview with Mario and me, acting like total idiots all the way down, was to become the nucleus of our tiny little print magazine. In order to become some sort of multimedia global player, we now present Neue Probleme Radio, with Dominik aka Dylan singing, Mario solving serious problems of philosophy, and Mr. Jacques Vorgast aka Alex Jahn presenting maddening passion.
Okay.
When Dylan still was called Ladybird, I guess that must have been 1 year ago, she set up a MySpace account and uploaded some songs. She was singing and playing keyboard. She called herself Ladybird because that sounded cheap and hilarious. At least that is what she once told me. In the first instance, she never wanted to play concerts, but then she changed her mind. A good decision. Please give it up for Dylan and Ausgabe 11.
I'm sorry, babe.
Dylan moved to Berlin. She's working as a shop assistant right now, and we have no idea what is going to happen to her, but this is what happened to her last week.
The Weekly Week.
Hello?
Berlin. With Dylan.
Ups and downs with more downs. That would be my last week.
Okay. What was the best situation?
The best situation was probably getting the apartment that I've been wanting to get for the past 3 weeks.
And the worst?
Being really hungry getting home and only having knäckebrot was pretty bad.
So?
I ate it. And then I took a shower and went to bed. That was really sad.
But tell me, any good human contact?
When I was in the tram, and I actually had some 25 cents and the woman was asking for money and I actually gave it to her, which I never usually do. She was pretty happy and she wished me a good day. That was good.
What was the worst contact?
That was walking through Neukölln and having three boys behind us calling me Schneewittchen. And the moment I turned around and showed them my middle finger, them swearing at me and telling me I have fat legs. That wasn't so nice.
Fuckers. Dylan, what about clothes?
Actually, a temporary showroom in Kastanienallee. I saw this really, really, really good hoodie / I don't know, Hosenanzug kind of a thing out of velour in black, and that was really amazing, and I need to buy it.
How much?
Just a little bit over 100 euro. It's on super sale, as they like to call it.
The worst clothing?
Worst clothes? Must have been me on Friday evening wearing tights, high heels, and a tank top. That was pretty hilarious. I thought that's what you call trash chic.
Le chic. Dylan, take care. Dylan, goodbye.
Mario spends his time taking care of his record collection. His apartment is a mess. He never finishes the books he starts reading, and he never finishes the text he starts writing. Anyhow, he is the one to cope with the real topics.
Test, test, problems of philosophy. Hi, this is Mario Lazar for Neue Probleme. Das ist total absurd, man.
Nein, das ist super, das ist gut.
Problems of philosophy. Today, boredom. Boredom cannot be measured in units. It's a phenomenon that depends on the perceptor, a word which doesn't exist, but which sounds good. Boredom is generated by the relationship between the perceptor and the object of perception. As a result, boredom is always self-made, self-inflicted. It cannot exist on its own. I may watch a film thinking, God, this is boring. But what does this evaluation actually mean? It only means that I have a problem with approaching the film. Boredom is often attributed to the lack of motion or cuts. I may watch a film by Andy Warhol that for several hours shows the Empire State Building. This suspended way of filmic narration relies on the viewer's memory in order to prevent boredom. When the film is halfway through, only viewers who memorize the beginning will be able to notice a change. The change may not be obvious as the manipulation of the outer world, which represents the way filmmaking works, is employed in such a subtle and realistic way. It is the lack of fast cuts, which... Nee, das macht keinen Sinn. Eigentlich hört es da auf. Es geht noch weiter, aber ich habe es nicht zu Ende geschrieben. We are trained to interpret a film as boring when it isn't made within the usual frame of filmmaking. Filmmaking usually is constituted by fast cuts. When a film doesn't employ this device, it seems like there's something wrong. But this isn't actually the case.
Thanks, Mario. I had to think about Claire's Knee, a film by Eric Romer. I watched it in a language school in La Rochelle, France, some years ago, and found it rather boring.
Hey!
Yeah. Alex Jahn is a passionate young man from Cologne, Germany. You might have seen his illustrations in the first issue of Neue Probleme. I called him a while ago.
Alex!
Yes?
What are you doing?
I'm sitting on the table and smoking a cigarette.
No, in general.
Also, I'm working as a illustrator and for money and for no money, and music I'm making with getting no money.
Okay. Would you describe yourself as an artist?
Yes.
Okay, and if you would have to describe what you're doing to a person that hasn't seen anything or hasn't heard any songs of yours, how would you describe that?
I would describe that as a heart blood product. All what I do come from the heart, and it's very filled with love.
Okay, like a porn production.
Yes.
How did that song Tropfenjazz, how did that come to your mind?
I'm working very chaotic, and my tracks are something like a soundtrack, and when I'm starting with self-made sounds, that track was become to life from Tropfen that I recorded, and then I bustle it together.
Anyhow, maybe Alex is the right person to present his work in his own words.
Dear listener, and now the great track from Jack Wolgast's Tropfenjazz. Viel Spaß! Thank you. was Tropfen Jazz. I'm very sweated. Go to www.use.de. Bye bye.
My problem. Radio.
The best, the worst. Okay.
You're starting on a bad note. Yeah. On purpose.